Scene 2. That night in Frankie's bedroom, Frankie is fast asleep on the floor. Her parents, Les and Teresa, enter. Les: it's only 7:30 and she's fallen asleep. What does that sign say? Teresa: Frankie is to Natalie as hot sauce is to tomato sauce. Make me your voice in the student council. I wish she'd go back to using her own voice. Every time she says something, I think there's a stranger in the house. Les: I was going to help her with math, but I don't have the heart to wake her up. Les and Teresa quietly leave the room. As the door closes, Frankie wakes up. Frankie, sleepily: I'm awake. I'm Frankie Smithers, full of energy. Her eyes close. Being somebody else is hard work. Scene 3. The next morning in Frankie's homeroom, Frankie and Natalie sit in front of students 1 through 4. Mrs. Kinslow stands beside the girls. Sherry Kinslow: this morning we're going to hear from Frankie Smithers and Natalie Benton. Each girl will explain why she should represent our class in student council. Frankie, you're first. Frankie: I'm running for student council. I'll be your voice, and I'll say, Principal Rojo, we don't want to go to school all the time. We want the school day to end at noon. We want the school year to end in December. If you elect me, I promise you this. Every student will get a chocolate bar, free, every day. Students 1 through 4 cheer, clap, and nudge each other. Frankie raises her hands in victory. Sherry Kinslow: thank you, Frankie. Let's hear what Natalie has to say. Natalie: all I can promise is that I'll listen to you. I'll work hard to represent you in the student council. Thank you.